The Perfect Season by Thomas Speaker. Were you there? Saturday, November 24, 2018, the undefeated West Lafayette Red Devils played against the undefeated and 2017 state champion Evansville Memorial Tigers for the 3A Indiana State Championship. At 3:30 p.m., if you were sitting at Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indianapolis Colts, you saw a game that likely will never be matched in the annals of Indiana high school football. For over 3 hours, the teams battled and set 11 individual records and 8 team records. Finally, one team was left standing, the West Lafayette Red Devils. The final score, West Lafayette 47, Evansville 42. West Lafayette was the state champion, but Evansville Memorial was not a loser. Their outstanding team, coached by John Hurley and led by quarterback Mike Lindenauer and Mr. Everything Branson Combs, must still be called winners. They never gave up. West Lafayette coach Shane Fry and his staff and team will forever have the most respect for the Tigers. From the opening of the perfect season, the story of the undefeated West Lafayette 2018 football state champions by Thomas B. Speaker, photos by Chad Crockover. Tom Speaker is a local author who has spent much of the past decade plus sharing his life story with us. From writing about World War II to traveling the world with his wife, from his Pennsylvania Dutch origins centuries ago to his experiences in sports. And in so doing, Mr. Speaker's been sharing important parts of the American story with us as well. He's written titles that include Born to Sing, Travels with Tom and Rosemary, Here Come the Pennsylvania Dutch, and his very newest, From the Cornfields of Indiana to the Sands of Iwo Jima. They hint at his wide range of interests. And you can check out those titles at our local bookstores and certainly at our local libraries. Today's book, The Perfect Season, sees Tom sharing the story of a sports team that means a lot to him and to many West Lafayette natives and long-timers too. The story of the very successful West Lafayette football team of 2018, a team that played its way into the state finals and earned the title, as you heard, of Class A State High School Football Champions with a 15-0 season. Why is the 2018 West Lafayette High School success on the football field so extraordinary? Well, perhaps it's because West Lafayette schools are known for their academic prowess and increasingly for their musical and artistic chops. That this high school can field state-level championship sports teams makes them even more impressive, I think. The book is chock full of interviews with coaches, with parents, and most movingly and most tellingly, with the players from that championship team. As I read through the interviews, it struck me that the coaches, as well as the high school team members, take note of the special camaraderie and hard work they all put into making 2018 such a special season. But they acknowledge as well, and you heard this in the introduction that I read, the hard work and the can-do spirit of the teams they played against all season. Locally, their win over Lafayette Jeff's football team is mentioned quite often by the players and by the coaches. This is not a breast-pounding, self-centered work of nonfiction. And in like manner, I was struck as I read these pages by the humble, but at the same time proud, demeanor of the players and the coaches, whether freshmen or seniors or juniors or sophomores. The young men who comprise this team appreciate each other's dedication to academics and sports in these pages, displaying an attitude that more of us of any age could do well to emulate. Both players and coaches note, for instance, that the diversity of West Lafayette High School's student body, reflected as it is in the football team as well, is a strength worth noting. As player Harrison Truitt put it, quote, West Lafayette is one of the most unique schools in the state because of our diversity of students. This diversity helps us understand other cultures, and we are the ones that benefit from it. Now, I can't quote from each of these read-worthy interviews. I hope you'll pick up the book and read them for yourself. And I'm sure I'll leave out someone who's poured his heart and soul into the 2018 championship season. But let's give a few more of these young men a moment to talk with us. One player made the transfer from Lafayette to West Lafayette. And he tells us, does Gabe Klinker, quote, "Football has always been a part of my life since a young age. When I was attending Central Catholic, I always remember the rivalry games against the Red Devils. I played quarterback at the time, and I was always nervous, knowing Joey Kidwell was breathing down my neck as my offensive linemen lie on the ground. I am thankful I found my way over here to the good side." Laugh out loud. And another player made the extraordinary effort to move away from his family in Wisconsin to reconnect with his teammates in West Lafayette for what was to be the championship season. Ho Jun Yun, with parental permission, of course, spent his senior year living with team members Kyle and Corey Adams and helped lead his team to the state championship. Like teammate Harrison Truitt, Ho Jun Yun also credits the school's diversity with helping to launch this team. As he says, "West Lafayette is so diverse. We have people from all cultures and so many different backgrounds. We also have so much talent, and not just football, but with everything. And we're just an average to small school," end quote. Sage Hood, senior running back and co-captain, comes into focus in Tom Speaker's book as a humble and team player. He is quoted, as are many of the other players, as crediting his coaches as much as his teammates in helping him lead their team to their ultimate victory. As he writes, quote, "Our team spent the spring, after losing to Brebeuf, getting ourselves ready at the impact zone, which became our training center. We were determined to become as strong as we could, both individually and as a team. The owner is Carlos Soto, and he cares greatly for us kids. His goal was to get us as strong as possible before the new season. You had a choice. You would be the strongest version of yourself, or you die or quit. We bought into it. I honestly felt we were the most physically fit team in the state. For my own success as a runner, I give a lot of credit to Coach Aaron Wood. When I was a freshman, I was a quarterback. When we lost Christian Burns, I was asked by Coach Fry if I would be interested in switching to running back. No problem. I was eager to do whatever was necessary for the team. Previously, when playing in flag football as a quarterback in middle school and junior high, I ran for a lot of touchdowns. That was my mentality, to take every handoff and run for a touchdown. It didn't work when playing against most high school opponents, and I was frustrated. Coach Wood explained the philosophy I should adapt. Sage, your goal is to gain 4 yards each carry. If you put 3 4-yard gains together, you get a first down, and eventually, we score a touchdown. I got it, and that made me an effective runner. I get the ball and run downhill as fast as I can to where the hole our amazing O-line provides. To be honest with you, I would be nothing without our O-line. They are the unsung heroes." And as The Perfect Season is written by one Thomas Speaker, it's not surprising, though certainly welcome, that Speaker takes the time to laud the efforts of the 2018 Spirit Award winner, Kyle Hazell. Yes, a visual walk through the West Lafayette High School yearbooks, and you can find them at the West Lafayette Library, among other local collections. You'll find high school sports featured from that very first 1901 yearbook to the last one published. And you'll find, too, that in a state that all but reveres its basketball teams on the high school and college level, it's worth noting that other sports teams, from football to soccer, swimming to gymnastics, tennis to wrestling, volleyball, track, and more, deserve a note of well done once in a while, too. The Perfect Season is a worthy shout-out in this post-printed high school yearbook era to high school football in our state. I'm quite excited and happy that Tom Speaker has taken the time to publish a printed record of this high school class. It's a book to be treasured and savored now and for decades, maybe even a century or two, into the future. And a thank you, too, to photographer Chad Crockover, who captured this football team in action, gracing the book with full-color photos that ought to live well through time as well. So much more I could read, quotes from the coaches, more quotes from Tom Speaker himself. But I wanted to finish with by reading something from one of those football players themselves, a senior back in the day, Tavon Woodard, defensive end, co-captain. Tom Speaker calls out his short story, The Moment, as something special, prints it in his book. And I just want to read just a bit from that piece of work. As Woodard writes, here it is, the final minutes of our state championship game. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us, as we surpassed our expectations and went undefeated the whole season. Our opponent, Evansville Memorial, is also coming into the state championship with an undefeated season. We know we have to be at our best for this game. We started with a strong touchdown within the first 2 minutes of the game, and another, a minute later. Our spirits are high, and adrenaline was pumping through us all at that moment. But then, Evansville came back, and we were only up by 2 points at the end of the first quarter. I remember standing on the sidelines, talking to Gabe Klinker, saying, "We can do it. We got to stop them." While waiting to go back into the game, I found myself thinking back on all the years of practices, games, and watching films in the early mornings. So much hard work and the commitment I had put into this sport to get me to this moment. It felt surreal standing there on the Colts field for the final game of my high school career. I was brought back to the moment by the referee blowing his whistle, and I ran back onto the field. As I got on the field, I told Lamont, "They are going to run the same play. Play they had run successfully earlier to score." They did, and they got a touchdown. Lamont and I looked at each other, and I said, "I told you, Lamont, I told you they were running right up that gap." The story goes on as the game goes on, and he wraps up with, "One more scramble by the quarterback, and now it's the last play of the game. Their quarterback is scrambling out of the pocket. He throws the ball downfield. It's like slow motion with a ball in the air. Is this going to be a touchdown or an incomplete pass? I was so nervous seeing the ball in the air." The ball falls harmlessly to the turf. The game is over. That was it. We win the state championship game. The atmosphere is crazy. The excitement that fills the stands and on the field is amazing. As I stand there bawling my eyes out and getting my medal, all I can think about is how all the hard work paid off. I will never forget how I felt at that moment. It was the greatest feeling ever, receiving the trophy and my medal, end quote, and I might add, being a part of that incredible team. West Lafayette High School 2018 Class A State Championships, a 15-0 season, the perfect season, as Thomas Speaker will have it. The book is available in all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.